All right, we're going to go ahead and start with our post-race media availability. We've now been joined by Cole Pern, the race-winning crew chief, with driver Martin Truex Jr. of the number 19 Sirius XM Toyota. And Cole, just give us a quick recap there. Obviously, a dominating performance there at the end by your team. You get the gold monster, but more importantly, just another win on the season. So talk a little bit about how the race played out for you guys today.
Yeah, it was a great day for us. Obviously, starting in the back was a challenge, but we had a really good car Saturday in practice, and you know made the right adjustments on it for today. So it was awesome. Yeah, we fortunate enough, pit crew did a great job, and Martin did a great job getting through traffic. And I really didn't expect to get there to win a stage, which was awesome, and that was exciting. And then we were able to manage the race from that point on and get the W.
All right, now we're going to open for questions for Cole. If you have one, just raise your hand, and we'll get a microphone to you. We're going to start with Jim Utter.
Jim Utter, Motorsport.com. Cole, Martin mentioned something in one of his Victory Lane interviews about you guys deciding to try a new setup at Dover this time, even though you had something that you had been using for quite a long while. Just curious as to what prompts a decision like that. Was it mostly because of a new aero package or just trying to find a different way to win?
Yeah, I think we'd kind of been stuck, working around the same things for, last 4 or 5 years, and we were fortunate enough to get a win, I think, a few years ago, and after that, we've just, we've always been third, fourth, always been good, but just fought this kind of the same terminal issues. So we, kind of had this one circle on the calendar to take a different approach and get off of what we've been doing, and it worked awesome. So it was a really good feeling, and just proud of everybody for, James, engineer, JT, myself, everybody in the shop just did a great job with it.
All right. We'll quickly go to Coach Gibbs, who's now joined us. Coach, congratulations on another victory with Martin and Cole.
No, we're thrilled to be truthful. And Cole and Martin coming over, we got off to such a slow start, and everybody there was working so hard. And it's great to see now with some momentum and everything. I think, obviously, the car today was really good. Martin did a great job. Our whole team, Toyota, it's a big deal for us. Sirius, a big deal. Obviously, our sponsors, Johnny Morris, Norm Miller at Interstate. As everybody here knows, we had on Sunday, a lot of our sponsors here. We did hospitalities and it's a big deal for us. And so to be off to a fast start like this is a big deal for everybody back our race shop. Thrill for everybody back there. I wish they could be here and celebrate with us. Everybody there, everybody in our family, Coy, everybody working hard, and everybody back at the race shop. Big deal for us, so thanks.
All right, Tim, we'll go to you next.
Tim Kittlefam at WRSU Sports. Cole, I have a question for you. There was some talk about the garage area in the weekend about possibly having some tire issues because of all the load that's on these tires with this new package. Did you, during the race or during the weekend, see any issues with any of the tire wear as far as excessive wear?
No, it was really good. I think Goodyear was really proactive in the approach. I don't think they had a tire change or a tire test here planned in mind, and then I think when the rules package kind of set in, they decided they needed to do something, and they brought a really durable tire, and it was no issue. It was typical Dover for how much load, which was I really can't express the crazy difference in how much load there was this weekend. They knocked it out of the park as far as that goes.
All right, up front to Dustin, please.
Dustin Albino for Coach. What's it mean to have three drivers with multiple wins and we're only 11 races in?
Yeah, we're thrilled for this kind of a start. It's a big deal for us. As everybody knows in pro sports, these things can go and come very quick. And the hardest thing to do is to stay up there. And so that'll be our goal for the rest of the year is we got off to a good start, new racing package. A lot of new things, going to tracks, sometimes not really knowing going in what the package is going to be like. Our guys have done a great job adjusting to it, but we also know so many good teams, and we know what the competition is like, and so we're going to enjoy each one of these. But the goal for us now is to try and stay up there, and that's extremely hard to do in NASCAR.
All right. Additional questions for Cole, our coach? Do we have any questions upstairs? Okay, no questions upstairs. Any additional questions downstairs? All right. Well, thank you guys for coming in. They're going to let you off a little early today, and safe travels home.
Thanks for who stuck around on a Monday.